Dear DTI parents, I would like to welcome Mr. Baines and other Year 5 students back from the North Anglia steam trip at MIT in Boston. I've been told it was an amazing experience. The photos certainly look fantastic, and I look forward to hearing more about their adventure. We're very fortunate to be able to offer these experiences to our students. Last week, Years 5, 6, 7 and 8 completed in the Inter-House Swim Galas, and for the first time we saw all four houses winning. Congratulations to the Year 5 winners, Newton, the Year 6 winners, Jerome, Year 7 winners, Ubin, and the Year 8 winners, Cranji. A big thank you to our PE department for arranging these engaging events and to all the parents who came in to cheer our swimmers on. The Year 10 and 12 water polo competition also took place last week with a victory for Year 12. Due to the thunder, the Year 9 competition is rescheduled for much later in the term on the 19th of June. I'd really like to thank the Secondary Student Council for their clothes drive last week. All the donated items will now be shipped to our charity partner in Manila. Thank you to everybody who contributed with donations. It was great to see the piles of clothes on the front steps. I enjoyed seeing many Year 6 parents on the campus today for the Year 6 Learning Showcase. I spoke to some of the students and got a wonderful introduction to the work they've been doing as part of their AD 900 unit of study in the IPC. Our primary focus here team with 40 athletes from Year 5 and 6 will leave for Phuket on Wednesday to compete in the Phobos here primary games. I wish all the athletes the very best of luck. On Friday, we'll be celebrating Diversity Day. As part of this, we have Andy Barrow, a Paralympic athlete, joining us for the day once again, and he will lead PE session as well as talk to our students. I hope you have a great week.
Thank you for listening to the Dover Court podcast. Please subscribe to our channel.